With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway reporting a steep drop in earnings because the paper value of its investments fell and it sold some Apple shares. But Buffett says investors should never be alarmed and instead focus on the operating earnings.
We talk about operating earnings at Berkshire. We've explained that many times. This is why we think these figures that we give you are the most descriptive of what's really going on in the business and take out the wild swings in the market that otherwise just gonna have us reporting big earnings one quarter and big losses another quarter. We pay no attention to those at Berkshire.
Audio courtesy of CNBC. Also, at SRNnews.com, the government and Google making their closing arguments to a federal judge in Washington in a high-stakes antitrust trial. At issue is whether the tech giant search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly.
The general expectation it will be several months, so we'll probably get a ruling either late summer, early autumn. And then if the ruling goes against Google and they're declared a monopoly, then we would move to another mini trial, what's known as the remedies phase, on how to fix this monopoly, how to prevent this monopoly from continuing on.
That is correspondent Michael Ledke, who adds Google argues that its ubiquity flows from a superior product. High water continues to flood neighborhoods throughout a good portion of Houston. Crews have rescued more than 400 people from rooftops, others preparing to evacuate their property. Flood watch remains in effect through the weekend. More rain is on the way. This is SRN News. The CDC issues a new report on fertility.
And it's down again, dropping to 1.62, which is well below the standard replacement rate of 2.1 for industrialized countries. The U.S. fertility rate is the lowest it's been since the government began compiling records some 100 years ago. There were just about 3.6 million total births in the country last year, the lowest number since 1979. The U.S. has been below the replacement rate since 2007. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Congress is considering a bill that would require universities to be monitored by the federal government. A measure has been introduced allowing Washington to send anti-Semitism monitors to a number of schools. Those officials would chart anti-Semitic acts and also oversee the school's response to them. This is SRN News. Well, Canadian police have arrested three suspects in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader last June. It became the center of a diplomatic spat with India. They're investigating possible ties between the detainees and India.
Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot and killed by masked gunmen near Vancouver last year. The three arrested are all Indian nationals in their 20s. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sparked a diplomatic feud with India last year when he said there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the killing.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
Investigators are looking into possible ties with the government. India accused Nijjar of links to terrorism, but angrily denied involvement in his killing. India removed 41 of 62 Canadian diplomats in the country. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at SRNnews.com.